Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Chof, Chapter 13, Law 20. And we'll, God willing, finish this chapter and then move into the next chapter. Halacha Chof. Shachach, the fellow forgot. He forgot it was Shabbos. He forgot he wasn't allowed to do this. It was not an intentional case here. Upashat Yodo, he extends his hand. He Malaya pears, and it's full with fruits in his hand, a couple apples in his hand. Let's say he's in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and he extends his hand out. Va'otziya mechatzer zu, he takes it from this courtyard, this Rosh Hashanah Yochid, lachnisa lechatzer shebitzida, to bring it into the courtyard that's next to it, and we have to parenthetically add that there is a Rosh Hashanah Rabim in between. It's like the cases we had before. There's a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, so you're going from Rosh Hashanah Yochid through Rosh Hashanah Rabim into Rosh Hashanah Yochid. But here's an extending of the hand. So basically, let's say right over here I'm in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Let's say this table is Rosh Rabim, and where Shelly is Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So I extend my hand, and I haven't yet gotten into Rosh Hashanah Yochid yet. It's still over to Rosh Hashanah Rabim. This is where we're at with my fruits right now. Vinisker! And he remembers! Kodim Shiyachnis, before he brings it into the other Rosh Hashanah Yochid! So, Vahare Yodo Tluya Bavir, and his hand is now suspended in the air in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. And at this point, you remembered that you shouldn't have done this. Now, let's think for a minute. So let's say he wouldn't have remembered. What would have happened?
Fully extended.
But fully extended and put into there. What would be that? What would be the halacha then?
He's tzatzer.
No, he's
fine. Yeah, he's tzatzer.
Well, what did we say before?
We said he's potter in a case where he doesn't do it on purpose.
Well, not even on purpose.
No, I mean, he's going from private to private.
He's going from private to private.
Private, yeah.
Now, is it lechatchila something to do?
No,
you don't tell lechatchila because, you know, if you're already going out of Rosh Hashanah Yochid, into Rosh Hashanah, you're already on half of an Avera. Now, since you didn't put it down, you didn't complete it. Right. But you don't initially do that. You don't. We say it's potter, not, you know, something to do, not, yes, I'm allowed to do it. If you already did it, potter. So now, if you'd ask the rabbi, can I do this? The rabbi said, you can't do that. Well, why can't I? Well, what if you stop in the middle? You've already done half of the Avera on one end and half of the Avera on the other end. You don't initially do those kinds of things, right? So we would tell you, don't do it. If I did it, okay, you did it. You're not going to bring a korban chatas. But now you're in the middle and you go, oh,
he stopped.
Now what? No, he hasn't stopped. Oh, he hasn't stopped. It's like, as it's there.
There's a deceleration.
As it's moving, he's going, oh, what am I supposed to do now?
He didn't know when he started.
But now it's already in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim when he remembers, and it's still moving, as it were. Now what do you do now? Now let's think for a minute. What are the options? Well, we could say, well, just go and finish up the job. And go to the other cross where it'll be potter. Well, we don't do that initially, do we?
No.
Sure. And he's really kind of benefiting from something he really shouldn't have been doing.
Right. It wouldn't start right? When you...
So, okay, I have a better idea. Just drop it.
No.
That's for sure, Ben.
That's Rishu.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Now you've done the whole act.
Now you've got
a chatas offering. Now you've got to bring Bessie.
Now you've put it down. That's really not a good thing. So what's left to do?
Recoil.
So, you know what? Go back. Because then, you can't undo the fact you did the first Akira. But at least we can take away that you don't get any benefits from getting done what you wanted to have done. And you've kind of undone what you've done. At least you're back at the same point. And that's what the Rambam says. Mutar, at this point, now that you've already done this, so what can you do? You're permitted, lahachziro elav lechatzero. You can put it back into the chatzer. So we're not like this, go, oh, I can't do that, okay, I'll bring it back, and you put it back inside. Right? So even though he did an isser, sort of, like he shouldn't have uprooted the thing from the Shusha Yochid to go through the Sarabim, but still the rabbis didn't fine you, so to speak, didn't punish you, since it was unintentional. That's case number one.
So he winds up with the fruit?
He goes back.
He put it back, yes.
He has to bring it back into his domain. The rabbis will let you, since it was a mistake.
He wanted to take it from his
domain. He wanted to put it into where Shelly is. He wanted to go into the other Sayyachid.
He brought it back.
Vidi Evid, if he did it, it would be okay. But in the middle, in Lechatchila, we never let him do it. So now he's in the middle, So now what do you do when you're in the middle? Okay. So just bring it back so you don't benefit.
So you didn't right.
We let you take it back because you didn't know what you were doing. Let me just explain a little more before you ask questions. But to advance it into the other chaser, that's osir. Why? We don't want him to finish up the job that he thought he did to do when he was shogig and wasn't sure what he was doing. Right? So that is a problem. Okay? So now, what about now if you on purpose decided to take it out? You knew you weren't supposed to do it and now you go and take it out.
Now you can put it in there.
If you knew you're not, if this is something that shouldn't be done, you did it anyway. Then hareza osur lahachsira etso, you can't take it back. You can't take it back because you already were a bad boy. You knew you weren't supposed to do that. Well, what can you do? Well, can I put it into the other rishus hayavid? No, we can't do that even by a mistake. You can't do that. So what do you do? Elokonso say they find him, they punished him. He has to keep his hand out there until dark.
But then his hand has stopped. He has stopped moving with it.
And that's all. That's all. He hasn't put it down yet.
He's stopped.
But he's not. What but if he gets tired?
Whatever. He's stuck. So now Shelley brings up a good point. Wait a minute. Let's think about this for a minute. If the guy does this for an hour or two, eventually it's going to fall out of his hand.
Yeah.
And when it falls out of his hand,
now he's got
a major problem. So the commentaries speak about that, and they say we have to say that the Rambam speaking, that's a dochek, but that when he originally took it out, it was not yet Shabbos.
Right.
It's a second before Shabbos, he took it out, and then as he's already across, and there's just how you got Rabbim, it is already Shabbos.
Right.
So therefore, even if he drops the fruits, he will not be chayav because the initial uprooting was done okay. But now going into the Rishus HaRabim was not okay. And therefore, the rabbis find him. But if he would indeed take it out on Shabbos, then we can't find him because then if he drops, it would be a major problem and then we would allow him to bring it back. So in other words, basically what the Rabbim is saying like this, In either case, really could bring it back. The only case we wouldn't do it on the very rare case that when he just took it out, it was a second before Shabbos, so that really wasn't usher yet. But now as he's crossing into the Rishus HaRabim, it is Shabbos, and that already he shouldn't be doing on Shabbos. He hasn't really done an akira, an uprooting on Shabbos, so then we say, just keep your hand there, buddy, because now even if he drops it, he hasn't done anything wrong. We're assuming he hasn't gone four amos in the Rishus HaRabim. But then we punish him for that. But if he had done it on Shabbos,
then if he would
drop it, he'd be chayav achata, so we don't let him do it.
Right.
Yes?
So, did we say that if you go from Rishus HaYachad to another Rishus HaYachad with Rishus HaRabim in the middle, you're pater?
Yes.
Right?
So after the fact. It's not a thing initially, too. You should never... Well, just like any case, right?
But this person who realizes when his hand's halfway through, are we saying he can't continue to the...
No, because he's not allowed to do that. That
is that the start of the process?
Because you're not allowed to take something from... Lechat chila, initially, you don't take something from one Rishus HaYachad to another through Rishus HaRabim, because you might drop it.
So let's say if he forgot it was Shabbos, and he took it from his Rishus, he's got all these things, and now he's taking it from his Rishus, he's going to put it into Rishus HaRabim, forgot Shabbos, and right away as he's going to Rishus HaRabim, oi! It's Shabbos.
What was he planning on doing?
Putting it in Rishus HaRabim. That's his initial thought. So now he could go, could he put it, and let's say this is another inch and he's over here, could he put it there? Would that be allowed?
Well, if he wasn't intending to put it there, then he doesn't gain from that.
Right.
Then it'd be no different than taking it back into his own domain.
So that does it matter if he's above
10 tefachim? Well, above 10 tefachim is always for sure good.
Wow.
But it seems that, you know, as long as you're not stopped, then there's no problem. We have to be saying he hasn't stopped, because if he's really stopped, Anukomrim Be'erach Reva Achar Eser. So Shechim L'Chakot Esrim Dakot V'Ani Lo Yochol L'Havtich SheKulam Nosnim. So Ze Mishulma SheTorot Ze Avol Ein Kan Havtachot. Okay.
So question.
Yeah.
If he does it, the Di'evit, then he takes it and he brings it over.
Where?
It brings it from the Rishut Yachid over the Rabim and then back to the Achir. And he
goes back to his own?
Yeah.
He's
Patur. Can he benefit from it? Or is he?
Yeah, he can benefit
from it. Why don't they give him a Knesset?
Because he hasn't done anything. He hasn't had a benefit in terms of movement. Right. Had I not moved, then I could eat it. Right? If I didn't do anything, I could eat it. So I'm just bringing it back and I could eat it. But you want to have it over there because you want to have a party in Shelley's house. So he says, you can't have a party in his house. You were not allowed to bring it over.
I mean more, actually, in a different case. The fruit is over there, and he goes to bring it. He wants to get.
Like the reverse. You're reversing.
He wants
Let's
to
say
get
the reverse. It was in Shelley's place, and I go like this. And we hit. You'd have to put it back in the Shelley's place.
But what if he finishes the whole process?
And after the fact, then it'd be okay.
And he can benefit from it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because he hasn't transgressed anything. Okay. He hasn't transgressed the biblical prohibition. It's already finished. Okay, that's one. Now we go to Chaf Aleph. Hamiskaven lizrok shmona amas b'rishus harabim. The guy was planning to take an object and throw it 8 amas in rishus harabim. That was his plan. Okay? So he would have thrown it would have landed, and he was planning on being Mechal Shabbos. Let's say it's Peshogi, whatever, but that was the plan. Right? But what happened? Plan didn't come to fruition. V'nocha chevetz besof arba. But for some reason, when the wind blew or whatever, it didn't give it a good throw, it stopped exactly after going 4 amos. So now let's think about it. In actuality, has his action been one that is a culpable action? Forget about thoughts now.
Yeah.
Just from a mechanical observation.
Sure.
You picked it up, you threw it, it's gone 4 amos, you should be chayiv, right?
I mean,
but what were you thinking?
8.
8. So, now what's the halacha? Look at this. Chayiv. You're chayiv. Why? So he says an interesting logic that's a big debate in the Gemara. It's big machlokas rishonim. Not everybody agrees to the Rambam on this next line here. Sherei nase kishir hamalacha v'nasis machshavto. Because he accomplished the minimum requirement of what is a malacha, and his thoughts were completed at least in terms of doing a malacha. Why? He explains further. Shadar Yidu is well known. Shein Zah HaChefetz Magia L'Sov Shmona. This object cannot reach 8 Amos. Ad Shiyavar Al Kol Mokom U'Mokom Mikol HaShmona. Until it passes every place within the 8. It can't go 8 till it goes the first one, and the second one, and the third one, and the fourth one, and the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. So he wants it to go 4, doesn't he?
Yes.
Because if it doesn't go 4, it ain't going 8.
Exactly.
So within the 8 is he wanted 4. Right? So that part of what you wanted came true. In other words, you wanted 8, but within the 8 you certainly wanted 4. So certainly the 4 out of the 8 is also what you wanted, and you should be high for it. It's in the Gemara makes it analogous. For example, the Gemara starts off in Shabbos and says, well, it's very obvious if a guy wants to throw 8 and ends up 4, you're just like a guy who wanted to write the word Shimon, and you stopped after the second letter, the word shame.
Still your kind.
Right? Because you've already written a name. Because to write Shimon, you have to write shame.
Right.
Okay, there's a mem of Sufis. We're not going to get into that. But in other words, within Shimon is the name shame. And that too is 2 letters, which is a name. Which would make you chayv. Okay, I wanted a 5-letter name, but I can't get the 5-letter name unless I get the 2-letter name. Then the Gemara goes through a whole discussion, thing, and says, but at the end of the day, you know, it really isn't the same because Shimon, shame is exactly the same 2 letters. Right? It's exactly the same letters. But 4 to 8 feet, like, what does it help you? If you wanted 8, you really weren't that. So there's others who argue on this point and kind of say, well, it's still not exactly the same because, you know, if I want 8, 4 doesn't do me anything. Shame at least is 2 of the letters of the 5. Well, you know, I wanted 8, 4 just, you know I wanted 8 because there was somebody there and there's nobody here. So it's not the same. And it's a big argument. What does that last line of the Gemara mean? So therefore, the Rambam goes with and says, no, it's chayiv because included in 8 is 4, and that's the Rambam's position. There are those who argue on that. And you could hear where the other opinion is, because the Maisa, he didn't get what he wanted. And remember, we already discussed many cases. I wanted to go there, and the other guy grabbed it, so I wanted
to pick this apple, and I picked that apple.
But the other side is, you wanted to go 8. So did you at least want to go 4?
Sure.
Yeah. So you at least got the four, and that makes you chayiv. While the other position will say, no, you wanted eight, it's got to be eight. It's not eight, it's not eight.
Turn it around.
Now, let's do the reverse now.
This is
going to be Abol, but what if you only want four?
It went eight.
And it wound up going, it goes eight. He Potter. Certainly didn't want eight.
No, Potter.
Why? Lefisha Nach, b'makam shlo choshev shetavar bo, because it went to place where he didn't even consider it to go. And certainly to pass by, the kosher came shetavar. He certainly didn't want it to rest in that spot. So therefore, he didn't want it that far at all. And that's for sure not what he wanted, even though what he wanted to do was usher anyway.
Yeah.
He wanted it to go four. But he didn't want it to go eight, so that's for sure not what he wants. So it's interesting. Less than what you want isn't so bad, because it's at least part of what you wanted.
You wanted all of that plus more.
Right. But eight, I wanted four.
Yeah, you didn't
more than that wrecks up the whole four. Yeah. Again, you could hear a side, the opposite.
Right.
You could definitely say, your four.
Yeah, and more.
But you could say, but I didn't want more than four, and then that's not good.
You got four, and so it shouldn't be high, because at least it went less than four, he wanted eight.
But it didn't rest on four. It went past it, so it wasn't what he wanted. It wasn't the hanocha, wasn't where he wanted. Remember, you need akira and hanocha. You need both. That hanocha was not a hanocha that he wanted. The akira was fine. The hanocha was not what he wanted. On the other hand, the other side say, you wanted it to go four, you wanted it to go eight, well at least it went four. You certainly
for sure
want
wanted
to
it to go
there.
Four, and five, and six, and seven, and eight.
What?
So four is also three in the first case.
They for sure be potter because he didn't do any malacha.
Right. Even though your intention was for it to go further, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. That's for sure not a question because it never went four. Never went four. Lafika, therefore, let's conclude. What if im chashav beis rika? What if when you were thinking when you threw it, shenuch achaves b'chol makshir, so it could land up wherever it lands?
Oh boy!
I'm throwing it. I want it to go more than four. Where it lands, I couldn't care less.
Oh,
let's say you're taking a frisbee. I want to throw it far away. I want to go far away. Where? It could go 20, 30, 15, 12. I don't care.
Oh,
as long as it goes more than four, then you don't care. Now any number would be what you want. And therefore, the halacha is chayiv.
So you could say, I want it to go 100 yards, knowing it's not going to go that far.
As long as you say, I don't care where it ends.
No.
The opposite. Like the one before. If you say, I want it to go 100 yards, and you throw it, and you know you're not going to go 100 yards.
Well, then you really don't want it to go 100.
Yeah.
You're trying to fool us here? You're trying to do a shtick?
Okay, so you want to go 50 yards.
But can you do 50? Like, realistically.
You want to do a Hail Mary pass.
Okay, but let's say you know you've never thrown anything more than 20 yards. So you can't say, I want to do 50 if you know you can't do more than 20.
No, it's baseball. I'm going to homer this.
Yeah.
So, but if you don't homer, you want to homer it.
Okay, now if it's something you could have done and it didn't, then you're not chayiv.
Right.
But if it's something you never could do, let's say you never hit a home run. You can't even get a tenth of the way to the fence.
Yeah, right.
You can't say, well, I know I'm going to get out of this. I'm going to say I want to hit a homer, and I know I can never hit a homer. And therefore, since whenever it's not a homer, I won't be chayiv. You can't do that because you never did that. You know you can't
safe.
Do that.
Safe.
But here, it's only eight amos, man. Yeah. Everybody can do eight amos.
So
and you don't get
within,
the eight amos.
It
goes four amos. You can't
ability.
Be chayiv. You
it's
can't be
chayiv.
Ability. Okay. Chaf Beis. Zorak letoch arbamis. What if now you throw it and you're aiming to go less than four amas? You don't want to be chayiv. You just want to go under four amas. But guess what happens? Vinis galgal, and it happens to roll a little bit. Chutz la arbamis. It goes a little bit further than the arbamis. You toss it and you calculate it's going to hit the 3.5 ama mark and stop. You know, like the golfers, they try to get it close to the pin and stop,
pin,
and then
yeah.
it just keeps rolling.
They got a little backspin
so,
on it, but case.
So you toss it 3.5, and boom, boom, uh-oh, and it's already 5. Right? Potter. You're potter, why? Because you didn't intend on throwing it in a way to make yourself chayiv. You didn't intend on it going more than 4. I intended 3. It went more. That's not what I intended, and that's missing in the intention. So that's partial. What if Zorach chutz la arba amas? What if he threw it more than 4 amas? He wanted to go more than 4 amas. It went initially more than 4 amas.
Backspin.
But then v'nis galgal, you get the backspin.
Backspin.
Letoch arba amas. It ends up 3.
He
threw it, it crosses in the air, it crosses the 4 line. And somehow it ends back
backspin.
on the 3.
Back.
So now, im noch al gabi mashu chus arbas, if for a moment it rested on something that was beyond the 4, V'yachar kach nisgalgal, and then it rolls back. V'nichnas letoch arba amas, it ends back. So like the classic backspin, you do like you throw it like that, you know.
Yeah.
When you throw it, so it's spinning. So when it hits, it'll jump right back, you know. So now, then you're chayiv. You're chayiv. Why? Because once it hit the ground, that was already more than four. That's it. And now that it came back, well, that doesn't matter. It doesn't take away the fact. You wanted to go more than four, right? You did. It went more than four, but it bounced back. Well, that's, you know, doesn't change the fact that it did end up more than four for a short period of time. But if it didn't rest at all, let's say the wind blew it back
boomerang.
Or something boomerang. Like that, or a boomerang, then klal at all, hareze potter, you are potter, and you don't have to bring a korban because it never ended up within the four ames.
In the first case where it rolled, what were you saying the other day about if something's on the ground, it's considered like the ground? What's that whole concept?
If it's less than three, that's lavud.
So...
And that, right? So then it could be that if it stops over the ground, that could be, if it stops. Here we're not talking where it stopped, it just went back. It didn't stop necessarily.
But changed direction at that millisecond.
Let's say
it
changed. It went like this.
The millisecond.
It was a curve, let's say. Mm-hmm. Right? But here it stops, then you do that. Okay, the truth is the end of the parak, so it's not kedai to go ahead because it's a new topic. Tomorrow is going to finally define the four rishuyot.
Why is so much devoted to carrying?
Carrying in the Gemara, the whole beginning is lots of carrying, lots of carrying. So we got to do it, guys. Okay, shkayach. So it was good. We did it. End
so,
of the parak.
Rabbi, I put 13. You put 14.
Then I made a mistake.
I know, so I put 13.
13, now it's 20 to 20,
right.
So I'll write it down. Shkoyach, guys. People were so patient, they waited. We should give them something.
Okay.